The Dow Jones Industrials lost 508 points to 9,447. The technology-heavy NASDAQ market lost over 4% to close at a five-year low. Analysts say the market's continuing decline is evidence of market skepticism that the Bush administration's $700 billion financial rescue measure is having the desired effect. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke spoke to a conference and for the first time suggested that the central bank may consider a further interest rate cut to boost economic growth.
In light of these developments, the Federal Reserve will need to consider whether the current stance of policy remains appropriate.
Some analysts expect coordinated action by central banks in Europe, America, and Japan to cut rates to deal with the global credit squeeze. Central bank chiefs and finance ministers from the seven biggest financial powers gather in Washington on Friday for a previously scheduled meeting. In his address to the Washington conference, Bernanke said that economic growth is slowing as a result of the credit crisis.
Overall, the combination of the incoming data and recent financial developments suggests that the outlook for economic growth has worsened and that the downside risks to growth have increased.
The U.S. and several European stock markets have declined for five consecutive trading sessions. Overnight lending between banks remains largely frozen, and bank shares were big losers Tuesday in both Europe and North America. Oil gained $2 and gold was up $16. The dollar remained strong but closed off its session highs. Australia late Tuesday cut its short-term interest rate by a full percentage point, a move likely to be followed by other Asian economies. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.